Hello?
Hello, my name is Adesio Hernandez from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events. This number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Republican.
What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote?
100%. Certainly will vote.
Thank you. Would you please tell me your age?
60.
Thank you. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
White.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
At the moment, wrong direction.
Okay. Thinking about the elections for Congress, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Republican.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you for your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. Darren Soto.
Neither. I don't know enough about him.
All right. Donald Trump.
Yes, very favorable.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
Kamala Harris.
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. MAGA Republicans.
What is it?
MAGA Republicans.
Margaret Republican?
No, MAGA. Make America Great
Mega.
Again.
Okay. Yes. Favorable.
Okay. Would you say somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay. Thomas Califux.
Say it one more time.
Thomas Califux.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Project 2025.
Not favorable.
Would you say very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Joe Biden.
Not dissatisfied.
Would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
In the middle, because I don't really know much about him or how he's been voting.
Okay, would you say somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
And if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, a Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Trump.
Okay. If the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Davy Muckersell Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Scott, for sure.
Thank you. If the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Califux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
The Republican.
Thank you. As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
No to oppose it.
Okay. Now, I would like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. Colonel Thomas Colifux is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Colifux will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Colifux will take his experience as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. If the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Colifux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
I would have to do a little bit more research on both of them. They both have good points, but at this point I'm undecided.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? Protecting Social Security and Medicare, lowering inflation and gas prices, making health care affordable for working families, promoting traditional values in school, tackling crime and improving public safety, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, securing our border, bringing down rent prices, making owning a home more affordable, lowering grocery prices, ending the gun violence epidemic, or protecting abortion rights?
A lot of those are really important. If I have to narrow it down to just one, it would be border control.
Okay. Thank you. And which is the next most important issue?
Bringing insurance rates down. For health insurance?
Okay.
Was that one of them? I believe that was one of them.
Yes.
All insurance. All insurance.
Making healthcare affordable for working families?
Yes. For all families.
Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be to vote for that candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Thomas Colifux is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families.
That's very important.
Would you say it's a very convincing reason to vote for that candidate? So more convincing or no effect?
Very, very convincing.
Okay. Thomas Colifux will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris's open border policies.
Very. Would definitely get me to vote for him.
Okay. Thomas Colifux will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Color Folks will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and work to solve veteran homelessness.
Very important.
Okay. Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her.
Not important for me.
Okay. Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry.
I'd have to look at his gun laws a little bit closer.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Thank you. Darren Soto
Not
helped...
his gun laws, but his gun preferences.
All right. Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors and is working to lower health care costs for everyone.
That's important. I don't remember what you said as far as the wording. Yes, that's important.
Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors.
That's a big concern.
Okay. Would this be a very convincing reason for you to vote for him? Somewhat convincing
no.
or no effect?
No effect.
Okay. Now that you've heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and candidates were Thomas Kalafuchs, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democrat candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
The Republican.
Thank you. Now, let me read some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress, assuming that each of the following statements is accurate. Please tell me if this would cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision. Here's the first one. Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses.
It's a disaster. So, yes, that would be definitely would not consider him.
Would this be serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Serious doubts.
Thank you. As chairman of the Osceola County School Board, Thomas Kalafuchs voted to give himself a 3.8% pay raise while criticizing, quote, wasteful spending in the education budget and voting to increase taxes for Osceola families.
Somewhat.
Okay. Kalafuchs called for a, quote, complete overhaul of the existing healthcare system, the Affordable Care Act, which would roll back healthcare for millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions.
I would have to do more research on that.
Okay. Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier. We can't trust him with another term in Congress.
I would not vote for him. That's
okay. Would this raise serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Serious doubts.
Thank you. Mega landlord Thomas Kalafuchs went to court to evict over 50 small businesses, including a church in Kissimmee, and has tied up the courts pursuing a host of small claims suits.
I live in Polk County. You keep referencing Osceola County. I just recently moved closer to, I'm right on the border. I think that's why I don't recognize that name as much.
Okay.
Somewhat doubtful.
Thank you. Thomas Califux personally loaned his campaign $2 million and is charging his own campaign interest, allowing him to turn a profit by running for office.
That would give me somewhat concern.
Would this be serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Some doubts.
Okay, thank you. Now that you've heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Califux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Right now, I'm still going for the Republican.
Okay. What is your primary source for national and political news? Orlando Sentinel, cable news networks, your local newspaper, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, America TV, Talk Radio, El Nuevo Día, Internet-based news.
Cable networks. Cable networks. The prime ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox.
Thank you. From which network would you say you get most of your news? Newsmax, OANN, CNN, Fox News, MSNBC?
Fox News.
Thank you. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
Trump.
Just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. And what was the last grade or degree you completed in school?
College and technical.
Thank you. Do any children under age of 18 live in your home?
No.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would you say somewhat or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Have a good night.
You
Thanks.
Too.
Bye.